Hey, it's Friday, and we're jumping into Mark chapter 8 today. We're going to see Jesus feeds 4,000 people. This is an entirely different account of when he fed the 5,000. Don't get those mixed up. But I want to jump to the very next thing that you're going to read about today. In essence, Jesus gives his disciples a cooking lesson. You didn't know Jesus did that, did you? I want to read about this. It says, starting in the 14th verse, the disciples had forgotten to bring bread, except for one loaf they had with them in the boat. Be careful, Jesus warned them. Watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and that of Herod. If you look back in yesterday's reading in Matthew, he says, watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That was another religious group of people. It says they discussed this with one another and said, it's because we forgot the bread. Verse 17, aware of their discussion, Jesus asked them, why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not see or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes but fail to see and ears but fail to hear? Jesus is kind of scolding them here, doesn't he? And don't you remember, Jesus says, when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? How many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? 12, they replied. And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up? They answered, 7. He said to them, do you still not understand? Go back to what Jesus said. They completely glossed over Jesus talking about the Pharisees and of Herod and of the Sadducees when he says, watch out for their yeast. It had nothing to do with a cooking lesson. It had nothing to do with Jesus scolding them because they forgot the bread. Jesus is teaching a very important point for them. You see, yeast is a symbol in the New Testament for corruption or for evil throughout the whole New Testament. In fact, if you jump ahead to Galatians chapter 5, Paul writes that a little bit of yeast works through the whole batch of dough. And what Jesus is saying here is he's using this metaphor of yeast, which is telling the disciples that, hey, you got to watch out for their yeast because a little bit of their teaching, their false teaching, is going to work through your lives if you're not careful. So he's reminding them of the evil of the Pharisees and Sadducees and of Herod. How often do you think Jesus's disciples just said, Lord, would you just tell us like it is? In fact, I remember another time, I think it was after the parable of the soils, that his disciples are like, Jesus, why do you keep talking to us in parables? Let's think about that. Why do you think Jesus didn't always just speak in plain, Aramaic? Jesus wanted his disciples to own their faith. He wanted them not just to hear what he was saying, but he wanted what he was saying to penetrate their hearts. You know, that should be our goal as we're reading God's word, as we're studying God's word, that Jesus's words, that the word of God permeates our heart. It's all good. There's no evil in God, but that his goodness permeates through our lives. The opposite of the yeast permeating through the dough or the evil permeating through the dough. Let's focus on allowing God's words to permeate our lives, our very essence, our whole being, so that we can follow him and understand what he wants for our lives. I'll talk to you on Monday.